The development of the standards is the first milestone for the panel that was first talked about last year after the deadly police-involved shootings of John Crawford in a Walmart near Dayton and 12-year-old Tamir Rice in a park in Cleveland. The Police Community Task Force has been meeting since its official creation by Governor John Kasich in April, and it finalized the minimum standards on Friday. The task force had a deadline of agreeing on the standards by September 3rd. But co-chair John Bourne, the head of the state's Department of Public Safety, says those standards are just the first step.
And of course, the other elements of that include the awareness within an agency, the proficiency within an agency, and then making sure the agency takes action when someone within that agency steps outside that policy.
One of the standards states that, quoting here, the preservation of human life is of the highest value in Ohio. With that in mind, the standard goes on to say that police should use deadly force only when in defense of themselves or others. Another standard states that officers may only use the force that is reasonably necessary in lawful arrests and in stopping offenders who are trying to escape. And another standard also directs law enforcement agencies to recruit and hire qualified people while providing equal employment opportunity, and that diverse communities should strive for workforces that resemble the population. Michael Navarre is the police chief of Oregon near Toledo, where he also served as chief. And Navarre admits that this is just a start in improving relations between police and communities.
Oh, no, this isn't going to solve the problem, but it's going to help mold policy statements, and it's going to help form a basis for training that will be used throughout the state.
There was some tension in the final discussions of the standards as African-American members of the panel stressed that the standards had to address concerns of community members and not just those of law enforcement. The panel is also co-chaired by former State Senator Nina Turner, an African-American Democrat of Cleveland and the mother of a police officer. She says she sees both sides.
There's a difference between what is legally allowed but what is morally right. And that tension, I think, is going to continue. And that is what the community struggles with, whether or not they understand what is legally allowed. But in their mind, they know what is morally right. And we have to bridge the gap between those two. And it's the collaborative's job to lead on that.
And Navarre agrees that the next step is to put the standards into action. Perhaps, he suggests, by law.
At some point, there's going to be mandates. In training, that's coming down the road, because unfortunately there are some departments that don't do a very good job training their officers right now, and that's important. That's really what it comes down to, is training.
Public Safety Director Bourne said most police departments in Ohio meet or exceed the minimum standards that the panel put in place. But Attorney General Mike DeWine has convened a separate task force that is examining training of police officers around the state. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.